Over a 100-day period, Abilene met criteria set by Community Solutions and the Built for Zero campaign for ending veteran homelessness, making it the 9th city in the U.S. to do so. Rostin Kellerman with West Texas Homeless Network says throughout the challenge, groups have worked to put supports in place for veterans who struggle to stay housed.
When we say ending veteran homelessness, that doesn't mean that we're saying that there will never, ever be another homeless veteran on the streets. What that means is that we've gotten to the point where veteran homelessness is something that is rare, it is brief, and it is non-recurring.
The challenge began last November, but the work to put programs and supports in place took decades. Kellerman says one of the biggest challenges was developing a by-name list of every veteran living on the streets over a three-month period.
That takes a lot of outreach. That takes a coordinated effort. It takes knowing where people stay whenever they're on the streets. It takes having relationships with organizations across town who, whenever they find a veteran, are able to say, hey, we found this person. Do you know them? Like, are they already on your list, or are you already working with them?
Kellerman says next, advocates hope to spread the successful work with homeless veterans to the rest of the chronically homeless population in Abilene. For KACU, I'm Heather Claiborne.